Zeich Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Shane, Vasir Shul Falk. Okay, Rabbos, a couple of things. Okay, welcome everybody. First, I'd like to begin with a Mazel Tov for Ellie Deutsch on the birth of a baby girl. The name is?
Talia Leah.
Very nice name. Okay, so we'll sing and then we'll start. Sim bin tov, mazel tov, yehei lanu, ulechol Yisrael. Sim bin tov, mazel tov, yehei lanu, ulechol Yisrael. Sim bin tov, mazel tov. Simin tov, mazel tov, yehei lanu, lechol Yisrael. Simin tov, mazel tov. Simin tov, mazel tov, yehei lanu, lechol Yisrael. Simin tov, mazel tov, yehei lanu. Olechol Yisrael, Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu. Olechol Yisrael, Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu. Olechol Yisrael. Okay, today we start a new packet, B9. The Indian Isser Halal Labasar Vicholov Bishulchan Echad. There is an Isser to have milk and meat on the table at the same time when you're eating. So if you're going to eat a meat meal and you have milk on the table, so then we're afraid that maybe in the middle of the meal you'll take the milk. So this is a harchaka that that Chazal made, that there's an Isser Halah al HaShulchan. So let's take a look and see what the Makor, the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Kol HaBasar Asur Levashal B'Cholov. You can't cook milk and meat. Chutz mi basar dogim v'gagogvim. V'asur lahalos im hagvina al HaShulchan. So you can't put the basar and the gvina on the table together. So, right? And Rashi says, also lahalos dilma osi limichlinu ki hadadi. Because we're afraid that you're going to come to eat it together. Tekanagi uboli mehadadi. That the two things are going to touch the meat and the milk. Tavagav shemutu lechol basar achar gvina. In other words, even though theoretically you could have milk and then the meat, but you shouldn't have them on the shulchan together because they're going. So this is probably talking about a hot meat, hot milk, you know, because it's speaking about having bleus, right? The karnogi uboli mehadodi. So that's the. That is the Isser in the Gemara here. And then the Gemara here on Kuvdala and Aleph says, Vosel Alos Amar of Yosef Shmamina Basar Oth Bechol of Doraisa. In other words, because the Gemara says that, that you hear from this Mishnah that right, we had the discussion whether Oph B'cholov is a Daraisa or a Darabanan. So he's saying that you see that Oph.
I think we're getting an echo from the. Are you able to mute your the microphone on your phone?
On my phone.
I think we're getting an echo from
your phone. Okay, let me ask my wife to see. Okay, hold on a second.
It's from Chazen Hess's...
From my phone or Chazen Hess's phone?
I think from Chazen Hess's phone. I think maybe the microphone's on.
Oh, Chazen Hess? Chazen Hess?
I think you had it. You had it on... there should be a mute button.
A mute button on...
On Chazen Hess's phone.
On the phone?
Yeah, okay, you have it.
You got it?
It was.
Okay, good.
Is it better?
Should we try? We'll see if it works.
Okay, we'll see. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Shema Mina Pasa Of B'chol Of Daraisa Disal Kedaitach Derabbanon. Because if Pasa Of B'chol Of is Derabbanon, Achil Gufa Gzera. So achila, if it's drabanon, then the eating of chicken and milk itself is a drabanon. Hana nigzer halah atu achila. So now we're going to make an extra gzeira that you shouldn't have halah atu achila. It's a gzeira le gzeira. So therefore, it must be that basar of becholov is daraisa, and therefore we can make a gzeira on the halah atu achila. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara... I think there's still a problem, though. No? Is there still a problem with the phone?
Yeah, I think we're still getting an echo, it seems like.
So what do you suggest?
What do I do?
Is there a mute button? Something,
a second ago, you pressed it, so whatever you did then, you just want to maybe try
to... Yeah.
Well, I should make a mute button?
Chazen Hess did it, so...
He did it?
It's muted right now, so...
You can turn your camera on also, just anyway, since these cameras are...
You can come on with your...
Yeah,
we'd love to see you.
Muted.
Okay.
I guess it turns off the camera when muted.
I don't know.
He can leave the camera on.
We had it just before. We had it muted before.
Yeah.
You still have the echo?
Probably. Can you try to mute it again?
I think if your mic's on, then we're going to hear the echo. So.
Yeah, now it says it's off, so it should be good. It should be good now, right?
Could he put it on his camera, or that's not going to be a problem?
He could definitely put it on. I think he took for like a second, he had it on while it was muted. So.
Okay, let's see.
Now it's unmuted.
You can keep the camera on and have it.
Yeah.
It's not a steerer.
It's not a steerer, Chazen Hess. You can keep the camera on and also be... Okay.
I don't know what to do.
I guess just do what you did before, and then however you unmuted it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah?
Should be good.
So then the Gemara says, Kuvdal Amad Beis, later in the Sugya, the Gemara says, Maskevar of Shesha, Sof Sof Sonin Besonin Hu. In other words, isn't both the meat and milk cold? So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Amabai, Gezer Shem Yalla Be Ilfus Roseach. Now we're afraid that you're going to have a hot food. Ulfus Roseach, and then you're going to put it in, and then there's going to be real bishul. So, in other words, you're going to have a kli rishon of meat or milk on the table, and then you're going to put the meat or the milk in the kli rishon of the other type, and then it'll be. But that's the gzeira. So, if you look in the Rambam on page 3, the Rambam says. Osir lahalos haofi magvina al shulchan. Shu ochel ogzeir shem shum hergel avera. Shem yochel zeim ze. Aval pisha haof b'chol of osir midivei sofer. So here, the Rambam says, even though it's only the Rabbonim, they still have the gzeira. So l'chora, that's the question the Mefarshim are going to ask. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara seemed to say that if oath would be a derabanan, then it wouldn't should be shaykh to have the gzeira. So therefore, the Gemara says that the Gemara says must be that oath b'chov is a deraisa, but the Rambam's paskening that oath imagvin is the rabbanan, and he still has the gzeira of halal al shulchan. So that's the kasha that we're going to have to deal with. Because the Rambam says, also lahalo sa'ovi magvina la shulchan shu'ochal of gzeira shem shem hergel aveira, alfa pi sha'ov b'chol of osu midivri sofim, we'll cover it against the whole Gemara. It's against the whole Gemara. So the Placey, on page 4, the Placey speaks about this kasha. Take a look. Shelo yivol loch lemev chen loshon aram, but mavog av digmar nemar shem yale bilfus or sechli vishni yishlom the ramas really the chol zel rav yosef the day babasa b'chol of the raisa the mokin have like zel zel they know some of the Torah like the official hachuz lomo the yal beilfus avid the kaim along kabaye the basa of the rabbanon mikom mokom gazvin gzeir le gzeira im kain ain tzarach lomo the chashu la ilfus rav pashad yochlenu yachad. So he's saying that that was only the opinion of Rav Yosef in the Gemara. That was the opinion of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was the one who says the way the Gemara starts off. I'm Rav Yosef. Shmami no baser of b'chol of d'oraisa. But we don't hold like Rav Yosef. We hold it to the Rabbanan. So he says, that it could be that if you, Rav Yosef held that if you're not going to make a gzeira l'gzeira. But we hold like Abaye, that basa of is drabadam, and still we make the gzeira. In Cain, ain't so chloma de chashu l'ilfus. Rak pasha biyochledu yachad. Either having the rabbanon mabakach after this, the rabbanon chashuv goes rachachet fei. In other words, he's saying that Abaye taka holds that we are gozer. That was only Rav Yosef that says we weren't gozer gzeira l'gzeira. But Abaye holds that basa of is the rabbanon, and still we gozer gzeira l'gzeira. In kein ein tzarach lomer the chashuv l'ilfus. In other words, then once you're saying gzeira gzeira, then you don't have to say that it's going to be a real deraisa of basa b'chol of ilfus. It's just that you'll come to eat it together, and if you eat milk and meat together, even if it's cold, that's going to be a din derabanan, and the oaf itself is only derabanan. So we see here that by basa b'chol of you can make gzeira l'gzeira. So there was more machmir by Basa B'cholov. So that's what he says. Amar Rabbi Bishlama. So according to Abaye, we all go gzeira l'gzeira. So because Abaye is the one. Right, the Gemara says, "Menatayim lo gazrinan." How do you know that we're not gozer? Because the Gemara has the case over here. Chalas chutz la'aretz, the chalas imazara la shulchan. Chalas chutz la'aretz is you can eat with a non kohen on the shulchan, and you don't have to worry that maybe the non kohen is going to eat it. Because the whole chutz la'aretz is a derabbanan, and now you're going to make a double derabbanan. So you see that we're not gozer gzeira l'gzeira. So the verse says, "Amar Abaye, no, bishlam yashmin chalas chutz la'aretz chutz la'aretz ba'aretz the ikah the migzer mishum chalas ha'aretz the araisa v'lo gazrina nigla mishum minoah ela chutz la'aretz mishum doleke le migzer hu v'hachi sharis le la'suke of gvina asi la'suke basar gvina umechal basar b'chal of the araisa. So Abai is saying that you could be gozer gzera l'gzera. So that's what the Gemara was saying over here. Amalei Abai bishlama yashmina chalas chutz la'aretz Ba'aretz. If you have chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz, so you brought it to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says. And then you make a gezeira, and you can make a mistake. We'll have a gezeira loss of atu. Atu chutz la'aretz. Taim mishum dileik lemigzer. Atu mishum. Well, hacha avagav de lo yiboyel on lemigzer halosu atu achilosu. Rashi says ikel lemigzer halosu. Hatu halos v'achilas basa behema. Chivasik l'chay asin l'chumin ba'adadi. In other words, you could make a mistake, and mishum chalos chutzlos d'oraisa v'lo gazrin. In other words, see, if you have chalos chutzla aretz, and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, so then you can make a mistake between chalos chutzla aretz and chalos Eretz Yisrael. But here, by Al-Hacha, but over here, what? Isharis le lasuke of ofu gvina, we're going to come to Asi lasuke basu gvina. See, over there is a different case. You want to bring a raya that Nechelasim Hazar al Shulchan, because over there, but that's different because that's talking about chalas chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So you can make a gzeira that you come to do it with chalas Eretz Yisrael. But here, if you're gonna do it with of b'chalav, you come to do it with basa b'chalav. And even though that's a gzeira l'gzeira, avachah avachav d'loy boilo l'migzer halos atu achilos ikel migzer halos atu halos. Achil is basa behavior. The chimasik lehu, the haino achila dasin lechuyin ba'adadi. So it's all. So the place is saying that according to Abaye in Ochanami, by basa b'cholov they will gozer gzeira l'gzeira. Gozer gzeira l'gzeira. So that's what he says here in the place. If he made the kamek Abaye the basa off with the rabbanim, mikol mokum gozerin gzeira l'gzeira. In Cain, ain't the Torah alone the chashul leilfas rach mishum. So then you don't even have to say that we're choshesh that you're going to have an ilfas. That's why Rashi didn't. The Rambam doesn't mention ilfas. The Rambam just says that they're going to come to. What's his lashon? Shema yochal zeim zeh. He doesn't say an ilfas because he's saying that when it comes to. Basa b'chalav, where goes a gzeira l'gzeira, so then we don't have to worry that it's not only gzeira atu ilfas. Okay, so that's what the place he says. Okay, so now let's take a look in the Rishonim and see how this applies to other areas of halacha. Was what if you have a worker man comes to your house, the painter comes to your house, right? And he brings his lunch. So he brings a treif sandwich. And you're eating your lunch, so, and you're cordial to him. Say, so come to, you can eat on the table, I'll eat my lunch, you eat your lunch. Is that allowed? Or do we say, no, that's, you know, you might come to eat treif. What about the same thing by... So says the Ran on page 5. For Ocha Efsha Shechumra Hu Shechmiru Basa Bechol of Yosef Yishar Yisur. Mishim Delo Bedili In Shimine. Neshchol Echel Hetu B'Fnei Atzman. It could be it's only a Chumra by Basa Bechol of. Because Basa Bechol of each thing is kosher. So each thing is kosher. So I'm eating meat, but there's milk like ice cream there. And it's kosher. I'm used to eating milk like ice cream. So I might come to eat it. But other things, maybe you don't have to worry that you're going to come to eat his treif sandwich. So it could be that it's only a din by basar b'cholof, this chumrah of halah. Let's see further in the Ran here, page 6 on Lamed Vav on the base. V'asur la'alos basar m'gvina l'shulchan chutz m'bodin dil ma'osi l'mechlinu v'hadei hadadi. In Hachanami, the Bosa Dogim, Chagavim, Afilo Ochel, Bechol of Shari. And then he says the next line, Ha'of Ola Magvina Ala Shulchan, the Kasavi, the Bosa Of the Rabbanon, Shuhachalo Gazrin and Behala Ato Achilo. Okay, so one thing we see from the Ran is that he wanted to make a chiluk between basar b'cholov and shaar isurim. It's interesting the tzlach and the rashash wants to know what's the lashon im hagvina. Why don't say im hacholov? So look on page 8 in the rashash. The Shavik Lishna the Cholov, the Pasapur. We look in how the Mishnah's form. Kol Basar also Lvashel Bacholov. So you're starting with the Lashon Cholov. So why don't you continue with the Lashon Cholov? In the first Mishnah on page 1, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. He says, Kol Basar also Lvashel Bacholov, Chutz Mi Basar Dogim Chagov, Vashel Halos Im Hagvina. Why do you say Machalov? That was the Lashon on how the Mishnah began, Im Hacholov. So why did the Mishnah change from Cholov to Gvina? I mean, it's the same idea, but what's the he has a diak in the Lashon HaMishnah. Why did the Mishnah change? L'chor Yipol Madua Shavik Lishna de Cholov the Pasach Bev Hu Gamken Lishna de Krav Nekish Hacha Gvina V'loid Nustafina Yisei Omer the Davka Nakish Gvina, the Ilu Cholov Shehu Nosli, Vein Malin Oso El Bekli, Lohavaki Eid Fisa Achas. So that's the word, he says. And we'll see. You see, there's more of a chashash of. You see, take a look in the Mishnah here. Let me show you. Says the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, page 7. Sor Adam Bosu Gvina mit Pachas Achas. You could have meat and cheese in one cloth as long as they're not touching. And then the Gemara says, for lo osu, five lines from the bottom, lo osu elo betfisa achas. Tfisa achas kasal kadaitach. Elke ain't tfisa achas. Rashi says b'krach echad. In other words, they only asked if you have basar b'cholov in tfisa achas. So Rashi says. lo osur lahalos basri magvina al shulchan b'tvisa achas b'krach echad. B'tvisa achas chal tzad gdad alo b'shol chocher ochal av nam yosur. In other words, it has to be that there's some type of connection. In other words, but if there's some clear demarcation point between the two things, then it's not tfisachas. It's like a chves, a mechitza. There's some type of demarcation between the milk and the meat. So then maybe the worm goes there. That's the concept of tfis achas. So what he's going to say is that if you have milk, so milk obviously has a container. Milk is in a cup. You can't just have milk on the plate. Milk, you put in a cup. So once you put in a cup, that's like shnei tfisos. It's like there's a mechitza between the milk and the meat. But if you have cheese, so say you have cottage cheese on the table, you have a plate of cottage cheese and a plate of meat. So cottage cheese doesn't require a cup. Cottage cheese you put on something flat. So memela, that's dafka where they were going there. That's why the Rashash has a diak. Why did the Mishnah change its lashon? Started off with cholov and then it says gvina, when it talked about. So the answer is because cholov by definition is in a cup, and a cup is already there's a demarcation. It's like a mechitza, so to speak. So it's like shteik tvisos, but cheese is not in a mechitza. Cheese could be in a flat plate. So therefore, there'd be a chashash that you'll come to eat it together with the meat. That's what the. So that's the Rashash. It's a good vort. Take a look in the Bari HaShulchan now, page 9, Rav Feivel Cohen. Page 9 here. Al Shulchan Shulchan of Gavina. Nira Sheish Lesser Kein Gab Kishosa Cholov Al Shulchan Chen Hefek Shulchan Bosser Yesh Lesser Lalos Al Shulchan Kosh Cholov Al Fiu Bakbuk Cholov. So he speaks about the. So he wants to point out maybe there's a machlokas Rashi in the Ran. What is the issur here? Because Rashi uses the lashon on page on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Dilma Osi Mechlinu Adadi the Kanagi Bali, right? Rashi's afraid that the two things are going to touch, the milk and the meat are going to touch. But he points out, Rafael Cohen, if you look at the Ran that we saw before that we were talking about, take a look. So the Ran has a different chashash. Let's see the Ran's chashash. He says, we have to find the lashon of the Ran. The Ran says, we're afraid that something's on the table, you're gonna. You know, people like to taste everything on the table. So if you can have some milk and meat on the table, you're gonna eat from here, you're gonna eat from here, you're gonna eat from here. Not that they're gonna touch. Let's see where he says that. Let's see the Lashon Haran where he writes that. Here. One second.
Because he's saying over here, on the bottom page 6, he says, also lalos basi magvina la shulchan chas b'vazcha dilma asu la mechlinu bahadei hadadi. I don't see the where's the Lashon? Do you see the Lashon where he says different than Rashi? He points here at Five O'Cohen that
Page 6. Maybe
the second one that's bracketed. Let's see. What does it say at page 6? Which line, Ben?
In the second set of brackets, it says Ha'uf Ole Magdina Ole Shulchan.
Yeah, the seven basa of the Rabbanu Shemachalon Gazrin by Halal to Achilav by Shilav all of the Avogav the Mitzvah and the Rabbanu Shemachalon Gazrin by Halal to Achilav.
He keeps saying it's
Gazrin by Achilav.
So,
because
it's
Gazrin by Achilav. Yeah, one second. So we'll look back on page 9 here.
Okay, I'm getting it. It's going to be ready in a minute. Why are you
going? He says here that, and look in the Biurim here on page 9. He says, Nirashesh la'asu gamke. So he says he wants to answer even milk against the Rashash. Even Bakbuk Shacholov, who's Sogur. The Avshal Taimo Shal Rashi Sheveinu. Israel Allah Mushim to Khishin and him go by Dodi, Shlomo the Cholov, she because culture came from Bakbuk, Saga, Legal Mechas Lahachi, Mikol Mokum, the Tamashal, Machabe, she could ask around, she Vena Sham, the Khishinan, she Yochom, Mikol Hanimsa al Hashulchon. Nitsa Dosso Bechol Gavni, after your F Shalomo and culture came dark. Shavo Yovolo Ochlon Yachat, right. That's the Lashon. So that's probably what he means, what you said, Ben. So he's going to come to eat it together. In other words, he's going to munch from here and munch from here and munch from here, and then he's going to eat them together. A little milk, a little meat, he's going to eat everything on the table. It's not, Rashi says, Dilmanogi, and the Ran says that he's going to come to eat it together. That's what Rav Chaim Cohen's saying. So he says, maybe according to Shita's Rashi, that they're going to come to touch, then that wouldn't be a chashash by milk, because it's in a cup. But according to the Ran, that he's going to eat it together, that means he's going to munch from everything on the table. So then that could be a svara of why. So then even the milk, because we're afraid you're gonna take some meat and then you see you get some milk on the table, you'll munch from everything on the table. It's not about touching. So he says, according to that, everything is asa. Then he quotes the Rashash. And the bottom line, he says, and the Rashash says this svara. But he says that it works good with the Shitas Rashi.
to that according to Shitas Rashi is touching, so you won't have touching here, because it's in a cup. But he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow Shitas Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch really follows the Shitas Haran, that you're going to come to eat from everything on the table. So then, so that would be okay. So then that would be a problem. Then. It wouldn't be okay. But we said we paskin like the Mechaber, paskin's like the Ran, so it's not a din in the Gia. The Shaila that comes up a lot also is, you know, sometimes you see people at the table eating a fleishig meal, and there's a baby there, and they have a baby bottle. They have a baby bottle on the table. So the question is that a problem? So Rabbi Tuchman thought that it's so uncommon that an adult is going to, even if you want to say that there's a chashash that he's going to munch from everything on the table, it's hard to say that you know, adults never take from baby bottles. But unless you say it's a low plug. You know, it's a low plug that the acid, you know, to have milk on the table. You know, unless you have steak pizza. So that was what Rabbi Tuchman thought, but maybe one could just, you know, argue with that. So basically, Rav Chaim Kolb said that this Rashash, this Chiddush of the Rashash, he thinks is totally in Machlokas Rashi and the Ran. What's the Chashash? Is the Chashash that the two things are going to touch? Or is the Chashash that you're going to eat everything on the table? You're going to come to eat them together? And therefore, that was the discussion. And therefore, Rav Chaim Kolb says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran, not like the Rashi. So therefore, he says you should be machmir, even on not just by cheese on a plate, but you should machmir not to have a cup of milk on the table. Also, either way, you shouldn't have it on the table when you're eating meat. Okay, good. So now let's take a look at the Gemara Nedarim. I'm a Malach on the base. So says the Mishnah. Tanya. So this is talking about Nedarim. You made a Nedar, you're not going to benefit from somebody. So say you make a benefit, you're not going to benefit from somebody. So then could you eat lunch together? He'll have his lunch, you'll have your lunch. So it says in the Mishnah that the ochel imol al shulchan. So says the Rush here on Mem Aleph from the base. V'ochel imo al shulchan lo chashin shema yochel imo. The kev sheidiru mustama sonin zezeh. He says the fact that the guy said I'm not going to get benefit from you. Obviously they're not best of friends, and he's going to, you know, so they're not. They happen to be there in the same location, but they're not friendly, so we're not chayshish. Stam sonin zed ze tfei mishneich senoim al shulchan ze basav zecholov. So he says that by nedarim, if you mudar hanar from somebody, you can eat on the shulchan, and you don't have to worry that you're going to come to eat. So even if you hold like the Ran, that you're going to, you know, you don't have to, there's no level of camaraderie here. So let's take a look at the Tshuvas HaRashba. So the Truvas HaRashba says on page 11, Shalta Ol Goy Mao Sheyochol Chemtzo Bebeso Shel Yisrael. Let's say you have a guy who happens to be in the Jew's house on Pesach, and he has his own chametz. So Mishar Yisrael Anichul Hachnis Chametz Shein Zekir Avor Zara. So over Alo Tovi Tovei Al Pesach Alo. Is he allowed to let him in? So he says, "Kan b'al mishamer of Yisrael b'adol minei v'dom lechomet shel hektish." He says he can bring it in. V'bader also laloso imo la shulchan, but he can't put it on the table. And he says, you see in the Gemara that he says that. Nichtas goy the base of Shrel, but a zar shall be yado, Moshimanchi, Chayv Yisrael, Balavais, Lotzio, Dolosovi, Omer Torah, Vahedja, goy, right? In other words, you're not Makabal Achrayas on it. If you're not Makabal Achrayas, so then you can bring in his chametz into your house on Pesach. It's his chametz, and you weren't Makabal Achrayas. But you shouldn't, he shouldn't eat his sandwich with you. Friendly. So he says you can't. We were afraid maybe a crumb will fall into your. So the Rashba says by chametz, the guy can come into your house, but he can't eat on the shulchan with you. So again, when it comes to Mudar Hana'a, we said that the Rosh says you can be at the same table. Chametz v'Pesach not, and then we saw also the treif, maybe also the Ran says is okay. And then the Orchas Chaim on page 12 discusses also this idea of chametz. Came she v'chuva kasher v'afil rotsa akum liktos chametz l'ochlo b'beiso shel Yisrael mutar v'afil al shulchan echad karv hadover l'hatir zeh matzav zeh chametz. So he's saying that maybe it's mutar. So that's against what we just saw. So now we're going to have to see in Shulchan Aruch, how do we put all these shittas together? Okay, so there's a lot of different shittas, so I think we're going to leave this for tomorrow. We'll start on page 13 with the Shulchan Aruch, of how do we paskin with all these different cases? In other words, in terms of treif, in terms of chametz for Pesach, in other words, our sugya is about basa b'cholof, right? But now all the rishonim say, and what about mudr hana, and what about treif, and what about chametz b'pesach? So we saw different, you know, the different rishonim about these topics, and then the next thing is we have to go to the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch puts this all together. Okay, so we'll stop here. Let me say hello to everybody. How you doing, Ben? Okay, good. Michael K.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Good. Jesse Waxel.
Hi, Rabbi.
Good. Sonny Spitzer. How are you? Steve Gottlieb. Harav Katan. Yosef Katan. Eli Deutsch. Mazel Tov again. Harav Dr. Harav Hess. Cousin Hess. How are you? Chazen Hess, Rav Josh Blau, Avi Lichshain, Rav Avram Levitt.
Hey,
Rabbi. Chazen Hess, do you hear me?
Okay, I don't know. Okay. So, Bezer Hashem will continue tomorrow. We'll see you after the Shmaya.
Thank you.